This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The first trailer for the live-action version of the classic The Jungle Book was released this week. The film boasts an all-star cast: Scarlett Johansson, Ben Kingsley, Christopher Walken, Bill Murray, and Idris Elba.
Let go of your fear now. Trust in me.
Director Jon Favreau, best known for the Iron Man franchise, has said that the movie was first animated, then shot in live action, before the two versions were melded together. Disney's The Jungle Book hits theaters April 15th, 2016. Fear the Walking Dead has been on the air for 4 weeks now, so how's it doing? Well, it set a television industry record in its first week, debuting the same day in 175 countries. Ratings for The Walking Dead spin-off have been very strong too. It was the fifth most watched show in the US this past week, making it a bona fide hit. The original Walking Dead sixth season premieres October 11th. Universal Studios announced that they'll be opening their third theme park in Asia, this time in Beijing. For the first time, though, Universal will also be opening a hotel on the grounds. The deal is a partnership with a Chinese investment group, and the deal took over 10 years to make. There will also be a shopping center in the sprawling complex. The park follows successful theme parks elsewhere in Asia, in Japan and Singapore. Universal Studios Beijing will be opening sometime in 2019. We've been reporting on some movies that have Oscar buzz already, and the latest one is most definitely Steve Jobs, the film about the Apple co-founder and starring Michael Fassbender. Fassbender's performance is superb, as is Seth Rogen as Steve Wozniak. And it's not the first time that screenwriter Aaron Sorkin has written a screenplay about a Silicon Valley pioneer. It was Sorkin who wrote the script for another Oscar contender about Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, The Social Network. The film is being directed by previous Oscar winner Danny Boyle, who won for Slumdog Millionaire. Steve Jobs opens in theaters October 9th. Arnold Schwarzenegger is taking over for Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice. The former governor of California, or Governator, reportedly will be a less controversial host than the polarizing Mr. Trump. And Arnold doesn't need a comb-over. Yet. That show will return to NBC next year. Orson Welles' personal manuscripts from one of the greatest films of all time, Citizen Kane, will be auctioned off on September 30th for the first time here in Hollywood. The final revised shooting script, including the director's handwritten notes, will be part of the package. I wonder if we'll finally find out after all these years what Rosebud really meant. It's not just the name of the sled, but something much deeper. Perhaps we'll never know. Michael Jackson once famously said he would be worth more when he's dead, and that was proved right. In the spirit of that thought, the deceased Whitney Houston will go on tour in the US next year, or rather, a hologram of her will be performing her greatest hits accompanied by a live band. If the tour is a success, Whitney's hologram could be coming to your town. Hey, how would you like to be in a band backing up a hologram every night? Well, I guess it's a gig, right? Hey, here's someone alive that's going to be taking up residency at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It's Lionel Richie, who'll be taking over the showroom with his show All the Hits. Lionel is in such an elite club. He's sold more than 100 million records worldwide. The show opens April 27th, 2016. Roger Waters' forthcoming concert film, The Wall, is due to hit theaters on September 29th. Directed by Waters and Sean Evans, the documentary captures the Pink Floyd mastermind's record-breaking tour from 2010 to 2013. The movie purports to, quote, unfold on many levels, an immersive concert experience of the classic 1979 Pink Floyd album, a road movie of Waters reckoning with the death of his father in Italy in 1944, and a stirring film that highlights the human cost of armed conflict. This is a special one-day event in theaters around the world for one day only, September 29th. Check to see if it's available in your city. Rocker Sammy Hagar has just put out a cookbook. Yeah, that's right, a cookbook. It comes complete with over 50 food and drink recipes. The book promises to teach you how to eat, drink, and party like the Red Rocker himself. Does this mean a cookbook from David Lee Roth isn't too far behind? Disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong is the subject of a new biopic, The Program, that opened this week at the Toronto Film Festival. The Program stars Ben Foster and is directed by 74-year-old, two-time Oscar-nominated Stephen Frears, who is best known for his films The Queen, The Grifters, and High Fidelity. The film shows a multifaceted Armstrong, his doping program in detail, and his charity work and struggle with cancer. Frears said, quote, "Yes, he raised millions for cancer, and he cheated, he lied, and he bullied. I don't know him, so I'm reluctant to pin the term psychotic on Lance, but his behavior was definitely very, very odd. And cheating is only part of it. Even just a year ago, I think people wouldn't accept that he did what he did. On the surface, he was the classical American hero," unquote. The Program will make its theatrical debut later this year.
The Trash Bin.
Uh-oh, looks like Robin Thicke was up to no good again this week, cavorting around Malibu's Paradise Cove with his barely 20-year-old girlfriend, April Love. Seems like they were in a lip lock and grabbing at each other on the public beach like a pair of hungry hyenas. Well, that is until a gaggle of teenage girls spied them and yelled, "Hey Robin, Robin, who's that, your daughter?" That was all Robin needed to hear as he hurriedly ushered his pubescent daughter, girlfriend, the hell off that beach.
The news wrap-up.
Apple said its latest iPhones are on pace to exceed last year's first weekend sales of 10 million units. The iPhone 6S ships this week. Samsung has been testing a large-screen phone that folds in half and is small enough to fit into your pocket. That new phone is expected to be released in January. Porsche is planning a Tesla rival. The electric-powered four-seater Mission R can go 0 to 62 in just 3.5 seconds. No word yet on a release date or price.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie. Maze Runner: The Scorch Trials beat Johnny Depp's Black Mask to take the top spot. The number one album. The Weeknd's Beauty Behind the Madness continues to be the most popular album in the USA. The number one app. Crystal Block Ads finally unseats Minecraft Pocket Edition. The number one fiction book. Make Me by Lee Child is the new best-selling book. Popular rapper Drake released a big album earlier this year in February. It was called If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. The album spawned several hits, including his latest, Energy. Not content to rest on having another hit album, though, Drake just dropped a brand new track this week, and it's not on the album. It's his most radio-friendly song since Hold On, We're Going Home, released in September 2 years ago. Here's Drake with the song of the week,
Hotline Bling.
You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling.
Sampling the organ riff from the 1972 hit Why Can't We Live Together by Timmy Thomas, That was Drake with the song of the week,
Hotline Bling.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.